The advice and recommendations in this program are for general educational purposes and not a diagnosis. You should consult a physician or health professional directly before beginning or changing any course of health treatment. You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
We're in conversation with Dr. Michelle LeMay, Director of the University of Ottawa Heart Institute Coronary Care Unit and Director of the University of Ottawa Heart Institute STEMI Program. And just before the break, we were talking about the efforts and studies made in looking at the difference between angioplasty and the clot-busting drugs. And what were the results after all this research? What did you find?
Well, what we found is that the next step basically was to get our local hospitals also involved, like the emergency rooms at the Queens or Carleton, the Ottawa General, the Montfort Hospital, and our Civic all together, coming all together saying we're going to transfer these patients directly to the Heart Institute. So the hospitals, for example, the General, Queens, Carleton, Montfort, we had to have standard protocols by which the emergency room physician would be empowered with just saying, I'm going to call an ambulance, I'm going to call the dispatcher, and then the dispatcher is going to send me an ambulance, and then they're going to send that patient directly to the Heart Institute. So we've been doing that now since May 2005. As of May 1st, 2005, was basically the inauguration, the initiation of this program, where we would do angioplasty for everybody within the city of Ottawa. So after a year in collecting data, we collected data on the time it took for the patient to call 911, the time it took to get the patient over to the Heart Institute, our door-to-balloon time. We collected this information because time is critical. We say time is myocardium is the expression. We also looked at the survival of the patients during their index hospitalization and at long-term follow-up. So what we found is that for those patients that were brought in by ambulance, the so-called door-to-balloon time, so the time that they arrive at a hospital to the time that they get their balloon procedure, was much shorter in patients that were brought in from the field directly by the paramedics compared to the ones that were transferred from the emergency rooms. So this in itself, there's been a very, very close relationship between the likelihood of surviving and the door-to-balloon time. This is a very critical interval, where if you can get it really, really short, your chances of survival are higher. For example, if you can get your door-to-balloon time under 1 hour, your chance of survival is 99%. Mortality is going to be 1% or less. But once you get into long door-to-balloon times, longer than 150 minutes, then your mortality starts to climb to 5 to 6%. So you can see how door-to-balloon time is really critical. You've got to get the patient in the system very quickly. So what we found is that training these paramedics in the field and giving them, empowering them with, the ability to call the shots, let them call the Heart Institute, tell us that they have a patient with a STEMI, that we were able to cut the time down significantly. And they pick up about 40% of the patients, these paramedics pick up about 40% of the STEMIs within the city. So it's made a huge impact, first in decompressing the emergency rooms, and two, in getting them here really quickly. And for those patients that presented to the local emergency rooms, the standardized protocols that we introduced, where we empower the emergency room physician to make that call, not have to consult with cardiologists, these guys are quite able to make the diagnosis, read an EKG, they can just call dispatch and send this patient over. Has also cut down the amount of time compared to previously established standards or published in the literature, like the so-called NEARME study, the National Registries in the States of Myocardial Infarction. We've cut down the time by over an hour compared to those registries. So that, too, was a major accomplishment from the local emergency rooms in order to cut down the time to get them over here at the Heart Institute compared to landmarks that already have been established in North America.
What has been the response from other health centers since the data has been published?
Well, there's been we've received tons of emails congratulating us. Obviously, publication in New England Journal is big. It's one of you're quite familiar with
yes.
this. The New England Journal is one of the highest ranked journals. It's a journal that is read by everybody. It's very popular, and if you get something published in that journal, then you've been very successful, and it's attracted a lot of attention. Basically, a lot of people have been trying to get systems together like ours. The Mayo Clinic has one. Minneapolis Heart Institute has a program. Duke has a program. People have been trying to get together a system. They've been talking about it. It's the entire difficulty of getting all these groups of people together. You have to realize that how many people you have to get together on to get this kind of program on board. You have to get the ambulance people. You got to get them trained. You got to get your emergency room physicians on board, cardiologists. You have to have the level of expertise that we have here at the Heart Institute. We are a 24/7 facility. People are available day and night, Saturday, Sunday, weekends. You got to have people that are. You got to have enough teams because you're going to wear your people down. You got to have enough beds. So it requires quite a bit of effort in order to get all these people together in order to develop such a system. And that's what really also caught the attention of, because this has been a really hot issue. In the last couple of years, you'll note that there's been publications in the New England Journal that have said, well, how should we do this? And they've been making recommendations on training paramedics, getting a central operator system, bypassing the consult service in the emergency room. And all of these things we had been doing, we'd been developing this, and here we come along and say, we've done it. And I think that's what really caught the attention, and that's what we feel really proud of.
Well, Dr. LeMay, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to describe the STEMI program and the success that you're having. And I'm sure for our listeners in Ottawa, this provides them with a lot of encouragement to know that this type of system exists for them and that it is being emulated in other centers, or at least seriously being considered by other centers, given the results that it has shown.
Well, I thank you very much, Barry. I should add one thing for the listeners.
Yes.
Is that, the program is extending. We want to reach out to people outside of Ottawa as well. I mean, we've got recently Almont that's been added to the primary PCI program. There are other communities just on the fringe on the outside that we're going to be looking into in order, because people want to get into the system. And when communities are too far out, when they are too far out to meet the guideline times for angioplasty, we are in the process of establishing new type of strategies by which they can get the big infarcts, the big STEMIs over here to the Heart Institute. So we would like to reassure that people that are outside our city limits that we are going to be working with them in order to get them over here. So I think that is reassuring for our community hospitals.
Dr. Anisha LeMay is Director of the University of Ottawa Heart Institute Coronary Care Unit and Director of the University of Ottawa Heart Institute's STEMI program. And once again, Dr. LeMay, I'd like to thank you very much for all your time today.
Thank you very much. I was happy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.